We're not alone, are we?
No, we're not.
We're not alone.
Here in the studio with us is Global Gumbo. That is the name of the band that is joining us for a very special musical Thursday morning on the morning show. Truck Mills, Allie Thomas, and Denny Zwang are Global Gumbo, who are playing this weekend at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint.
Friday, to be exact, tomorrow night.
At 7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
Before you actually brought your instruments, so we're going to hear a little bit from them later on in the show, but let's start. Can I just ask you guys, when you came together and started performing as Global Gumbo, I'll address that one too.
Ta-da!
They're pointing fingers at each other. I'll ask Truck Mills. Truck, when did you guys start performing together as Global Gumbo?
Well, we've known each other for years and jammed in different configurations with each other, different bands. But I think our first actual gig at Global, as Global Gumbo, I think when we first came up with the name, we had to have a name. Mm-hmm. I guess that's when you officially started, right? When we started playing together. Was when we played at the Folk Festival in Spokane? Was that the first time? Yeah. I guess that's the first time where we thought, okay, we're a band. We'd be able to make up a name.
So what year? What year?
Was that? That was pre-COVID.
Twas.
That's the way my life goes. It's pre and post.
Pre and post.
Yeah. So 5 years ago? Yeah. About that.
Something like that.
Okay. You've been playing as Global Gumbo for 5 years. Obviously, I know your names from other musical collaborations and solo efforts as well. How often do you guys play together?
You know, it's kind of, it kind of varies. I mean, we're sometimes about once every couple months or so we have a gig, but then of course those months come along where we have a couple and it just kind of varies. We see each other often. We all, run into each other down at the Music Conservatory and often, and then so we get to hang out and do a little jam in there, but we just kind of take the gigs as they come along.
How would you describe the music that you guys play?
Let me describe
I was going to...
according to Truck, quote, imagine Afro-Latin barrel house blues played by Irish immigrants in a Turkish restaurant on Bourbon Street. Okay. Okay. Did I leave anything out of that, or do you want to add anything, Truck?
I think that covers it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about what folks can expect from the concert coming up on Friday night, tomorrow night.
Well, as far as the kind of music that we play, the thing that's unique about this band, unlike any other band that I've ever been involved in, is the variety of stuff we do. Just due to the flexibility and the experience of the people in the band, we're able to do music from different cultures. Mm-hmm. And primarily, we do a fair amount of South American music, which is kind of driven by some of the instruments that we play, one of which is called a charango, which is a stringed instrument, which is kind of a traditional Andes instrument.
Is that what you have here?
Yeah, we brought that. We thought we'd play that, play a song on that this morning. And also, we play some music from the Arab Middle East region. And some of that music is actually quite old, going back centuries, is that...
Yeah,
musical tradition goes back millennia.
What was it again? A charango?
Yeah, it's called a charango.
That's this one.
Yeah.
Okay. And what other instruments do you guys have here in the studio this morning?
Well, just to showcase some of the things different, there'll be we're gonna do like a, that's why we call it a gumbo. We'll do North American and some modern music, some blues and some jazz. But we do like the other instrument that we brought to showcase the variety is called an oud, and that's very, very, in fact, in the Arab world, it's called the king of instruments. And it's very well suited to the traditional music from that region.
Okay. So,
and will you be playing that?
Yeah, we brought that. We can play a song on that today as well, and of course we'll be playing it at the concert.
Excellent. What else do you have? I see something under the table here.
That's Allie.
I brought my djembe, well, one of my many djembes to play today. I've studied djembe consistently for about 23 years, and I've been to West Africa several times to study with the masters. Djembe is just one of the instruments that I'll be playing tomorrow night, but because the studio is small, I just brought the one. But I have a variety of world percussion instruments that I'll be playing.
Cool.
And Denis, what did you bring with you?
Well, along with the string instruments, I brought woodwinds. And so I brought a couple of flutes. The clarinet seems to be a big draw in the Middle East and so forth. So we'll be playing that. And there's a song that we'd like to also play with the charango, since that is a South American instrument. And that culture, and we decided to, since I worked with the teaching music at the with the Navajos, to bring in a Native American flute and combine the two cultures together musically. And we thought that that might be an interesting way of expressing the music and everything. So that's, and then I'll also be playing tenor sax on some of the blues things tomorrow night and so forth. So that's, so right now I just brought a couple of flutes and a clarinet.
A gumbo indeed. Do you guys want to play one? Is it time?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it, what you're going to play, and what instruments will be used?
Yeah, we thought we would start out with the tune that Denis was just referring to. This tune was written by Victor Harka. I believe it was in somewhere in the 1950s, who was a well-known musician and political activist in Chile. And it's become, I don't know if 1950s is old enough to be called truly traditional, but I think it's getting pretty close. And he wrote this tune. This is the one where I'm going to start out with the South American instrument, the charango, playing a little introduction. Allie's going to play African instrument, the djembe, and Denis will be playing the North American indigenous instrument, the Native American flute. So
I see your instrument truck has
10 pairs of strings. So it's
10 pairs.
It's a five course instrument, as they say.
Now, is that unique to South America, that stringing?
It's unique to the tuning is unique to this instrument. It's slightly different. This instrument is a relatively new instrument. It always goes back probably no more than 200 years because it was influenced by the Spanish vihuela, which was brought over, of course, by the Spanish into South America. And there's some, I won't geek out on you about all the about different musical instruments.
I love it.
But it had double strings and it had five courses. But the indigenous people in South America adapted, we're very much influenced by that created this instrument.
Beautiful.
It's quite small. And in the true folk tradition, actually the original charangos were made, the back of the charango, the reason it has this unusual shape, was originally the shell of an armadillo.
Oh, really?
And they would take the belly off and put wood or leather or whatever they had on the belly.
Yeah.
And they'd string it up with whatever they had for strings. And a little more history on that is it happens to be a very small instrument, which made it very handy to hide under your sarape when you were traveling from village to village, because the Spanish suppressed the music of the indigenous people, much like the slave owners did in the United States.
You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. We're going to hear a live performance by Global Gumbo. That's Truck Mills, Allie Thomas, and Denis Zwang. And we're going to do our best to pick it up faithfully here on our little studio. But you can hear them perform with a more full sound, I'm sure, at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint tomorrow night. You guys, take it away.
Applause, applause in the studio. Mm-hmm. Can you guys just do this 24/7 here in this? It's wonderful to have live music.
Yeah.
And you guys are just fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. You're listening. Well, thank you. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, and it's Global Gumbo is the name of the band, the act that you are hearing. Truck Mills, Allie Thomas, and Denis Zwang. And I already forgot the names of the instruments that you played, or I think I did, so I won't even try. But those are your three musicians. That was wonderful. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Who decides the set list? I mean, like, you hear something, hey, we can do this. Who, or just does it come together?
Oh, okay. You know, well, that's I guess that's how without planning it, we ended up with a pretty diverse variety of styles and stuff, just because that's where our interests are. And so it's really just whatever. That's the beauty and the real freedom about this band, is we're not locked into any genre by any means. You know, we can do whatever we feel like. And which it just suits us, because we all, you know, we all have various backgrounds. We've all been playing for a long time. And it's wonderful to be able to express all your interests that way.
Yeah. What are those backgrounds? How did you guys pick up these instruments and this appreciation for it? Were you actually traveling in the parts of the world where these musical styles come from, or just letting your ears wander across the information superhighway and picking this stuff up?
Well, for me, most of my exposure to the instruments that I play came from recordings, you know, or radio or whatever else, you know, when you just, and there's just, like I said, I'm a real instrument geek, you know, I want to play everything, but there's certain instruments that just, you hear it and it's just, I got to do that. Mm-hmm. And it just becomes, I hate to use the word, but a bit of an obsession. Of course, the challenge is getting your hands on one in some cases.
Yeah.
And fortunately, in this modern age, the internet makes that a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Did you just have to order this online, or do you have to find somebody who will make it for you, or what do you?
Both. Yeah. This is actually the second Charango I owned. The first one I contacted. It's called a Bolivia Mall. It's a music online store out of Bolivia. And so I bought my first charango from the Giuseppe brothers. And then this charango I got some years later was made by a very well-known maker in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just...
It's a beautiful instrument.
Thank you.
Now, that's not an armadillo shell, though. That's...
No, this is wood. In fact, I think they're limiting how many. Mm-hmm. I think there's actually laws against doing that now.
Ah,
I think,
okay. I don't know if the cool.
South American armadillo might be getting endangered or something. But,
Ollie, how about your background?
Well, percussion actually came as a later instrument. In my younger years, I started on piano and migrated to flute. I also have had violin lessons. In Sandpoint High School, I played the tenor sax in the marching band. And after that, I started to learn the bass guitar. And after that, guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was djembe and drum kit. Also, I've explored congas and bongos and any kind of world percussion I can get my hands on. So percussion is my biggest love, but I do teach also guitar and bass guitar. Mm-hmm. Also, I play ukulele.
I'm
a little bit like Chuck, where I want to do all the things.
Everything.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear, and I meant to ask Chuck too, a sound that you go, how do they get that? You know, like, you want to see it.
Well, the traditional West African Manding ethnic group percussion of the djembe and the dunun. That is where I hear the masters play, and I think I really want to play like that.
Yeah.
Which takes a lot of study. First, you have to understand the tradition, Mm-hmm. And you have to understand how they play these instruments.
Mm-hmm. Before you,
so
add
you're not
your...
going to find that like at a Dead show, you know, in a drum circle. You have to go to the source.
Oh, road trip.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sounds
yeah.
like a road. Yeah. How many mm-hmm. drums do you have?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I have. Let's see. I have 3 drum kits. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I can only play one at a time, and mm-hmm. I have probably. I have 2 sets of dununs, which are 3 each, so that's another 6. And I have probably 7 djembes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started on guitars, because we'll be here for another hour. I probably have a little bit less than Truck as far as guitars go. Stringed instruments, rather.
Yeah. It starts to become a storage problem at some point.
It is, yeah. Most of my instruments live at the conservatory just because there's too many.
Space. Nice to have that.
Space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how about Denis?
Well, I've got a little different background. I was born and raised in Holland and listened to... The Voice of America, and so listening to some of the programs, especially Willis Conover, I remember that he had a jazz program, and the Armed Forces Network also, they broadcasted it over to Europe. And so basically listening to that, started on piano, immigrated to America, to San Diego. Couldn't afford a piano, so I got the licorice stick, the clarinet, and started on that, and then added the saxophone and flute, and later oboe, and so forth. And so basically playing in different groups, jazz bands, show bands, whatever, and then going down to... moving to southern Utah and teaching at the college there and doing some gigs in Las Vegas, you know, just back and forth, teaching some basic music for the college, for the Navajos. And that's where they said, okay, you're teaching us music. We're going to teach you how to make a native flute. And so I went to their place, and this flute that I just played, that's one I made.
Beautiful.
So chiseling it out and everything else. And it's totally different design than most traditional instruments. The construction is totally different and everything. So it took a while to make it and everything. But, yeah, it works. It works and everything. So
I see you have 4 different instruments here on the table. Do you have a favorite flute, or are they like children? There are no favorites. You love them all to play them all.
Yeah, I kind of like them all. You just mentioned sound, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm looking for. I remember a long, long time ago when I first started playing a saxophone, I heard on a record one note. John Coltrane played mm-hmm. one note, and I'm going, ooh, what was that? And some of my clarinet teachers, you know, they played one note, but they were clarinet players, you know, like in symphonies, and they played that note, and I'm going, oh wow, I want
that note.
I want that note. But as a woodwind guy, you're too diversified. You're not, you know, you're not focused on one instrument. So I've got a lot of practicing to do just to get that note, especially on flute. The fingerings are the same, but it's the embouchure. That's totally different.
Mm.
And most of the flute players, they say, ah, you saxophonists think you can play flute. Ha. And so I really, really had to work hard on learning how to play the silver flutes and everything. But
how many in your collection?
Well, I've got a whole bunch of different saxophones, you know, that are just different families, a couple of different clarinets, the flutes, and a whole bunch of Native American flutes and everything. Single, double, mm-hmm. triple, and yeah, they all sound great. I'm looking for that sound, though. That,
Speaking of sound, are you going to play something next, or we are with Global Gumbo appearing tomorrow night at the Little Carnegie at the Music Conservatory at 7 p.m. And if you haven't been to the Little Carnegie, it's a great space, and all sorts of great things occur there. It's a small venue, but it has good space. Ollie, do you want to say some more things? I see you have a card in front of you.
Yes. This concert that Global Gumbo is playing is part of the conservatory's spring concert series.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. also coming up, let's see, on June 10th, as part of our June 10th and 11th, as part of our spring concert series, we're going to have Melody Puller. She's head of our piano department.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be playing the complete Debussy Preludes. June 10th at 7 p.m. and also Sunday, June 11th at 3 p.m. So if you love piano, which I'll be there for sure, make sure to catch that concert also.
Cool. Excellent. Lots of good things happening in the old fire station.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot it. It's so cool that it was. We were there for the KRFY annual meeting.
Last Friday.
I explored a little bit. I ended up upstairs and mm-hmm, coming down.
Mm-hmm.
I only wish they still had a fire pole. That'd be fun.
We wanted to have it in there, but
yeah.
due to safety reasons with the
yeah.
a house full of children, that couldn't happen. But we do have the mm-hmm. the plaque on the floor.
Oh, you do?
Commemorating
oh, cool.
where the fire pole used to come down.
Oh, I think I missed
and,
that.
And it's That's dedicated neat. To the first responders of mm-hmm. the day.
You need a pole monitor if you had that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody on that. And uh-huh. can you see the musicians coming down? You know,
I would love it.
Truck Mills holding his, you know, yeah. boom. You
right.
know, Ollie Thomas mm-hmm. holding her and Denise Wang holding it. Yeah, that'd be.
Spotless that'd be going a, crazy. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah mm-hmm. right.
Instruments going all over the place. What next are you going to play? I see you. Is that a, do I dare show my ignorance to say, is that a lute?
Well, it's and you're very close. this is the instrument that the lute came from.
Cool.
This is the oud.
Can you spell that when you O O D?
Well, it's usually spelled O O U D. But it's
okay.
also been in a lot of countries and traditionally been just spelled just U D.
Okay.
Either way, it translates as wood.
Perfect.
But it's an instrument that goes back literally thousands of years. I mean, you can find ancient drawings on of people playing similar instruments of what evolved into the oud. And then back in medieval times, European musicians adapted the oud to be what the European lute. And they maintained the body stayed much
yes,
the same,
yes.
but the neck changed dramatically. It got much wider, and they added frets. That was the big difference and still is the big difference. So that because the type of music that was developing in the northern lands was polyphonic and much more harmonically complex, and they couldn't play that kind of music on a fretless instrument with a risho or a pick.
Mm-hmm. And 11 strings, am I counting? Is that last one not a double?
Correct. Yeah, it's got 11 strings, but it's a six-course instrument. Five of the courses are doubled, and then there's a single course
on the
low.
What does that do? Is that the low end of the sound?
Well, they just find it's a very low note. It's actually quite a bit lower than the lowest note on a guitar, and it doesn't get fretted as or fingered as much with the left hand. It gets used a lot for it definitely gets played, but mostly it's used for supporting harmonically the rest of the music.
Interesting
yeah.
Beautiful instrument.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And what are we going to hear?
This is a song form called a longa, which is a certain song form that many songs in the Arab world are written around. And it's based on what they call a maqam or a mode. It's called Nahawand, and so it's called longa Nahawand. And just like usually they'll set up a song with a little improvisation. They call it a taksim. And so we'll begin with a little improvisation before the song.
Cool.
Dindy and I.
Global Gumbo. Thank you. Excellent, excellent. While watching the three of you play, you know, I'm just standing here moving to it. Don't you want to? I'm watching you, Denny, and you're just so calm. You're not, you know, and music like this, you want to feel it, you know, that as the makers of the music, don't you want to get up and dance while you're making it?
Yes, that's true. I'm unfortunately sitting down, but but then, you know, usually I stand.
And would you be swaying and moving?
Yeah, swaying and moving and everything else. But you know, standing is better, you know, for the diaphragm and getting the air out.
Air out, okay.
And so on and so forth. But
that was superb. You know, and what I can't get over here in Little Sandpoint, you know, we've got this incredible music being played right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what the three of you do to local and regional, you know, offerings of incredible music from all over, you know. And how does that, you're nodding your head, Allie, how does that make you feel when you hear something like that, that this is really a gift?
Well, I'm definitely dancing in my seat, as you can tell. It's very hard for me to hold.
You're the percussion
person. It's very hard for me to hold still.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a little sitting dance here while I play. I have to. It's in my whole body. I have to kind of move around to express it.
I was just thinking of a room of little children. You know, they would just be, you know, like your James would be. What would James do if James heard this?
He has some rhythm. He will dance if a good song comes on KRFY.
Okay.
And if it's not a good song, he will say, turn it off. Turn off.
What, he's one and a half now?
He's two.
He's two?
He is two. Two in a couple of months and a couple of months.
I just think of little kids moving to this and hearing this, just expressing themselves.
I would guess if he's tuned in, he's going to be, he'll be rocking to this one.
The last time we played at the winery, the wait staff as they were serving tables, would dance everywhere they went.
Yeah. Perfect.
It was great.
How can you not?
Yeah, sure.
You know, how can you not? Absolutely.
The band is called Global Gumbo. It's Truck Mills, Allie Thomas, and Denise Zwang. And they are performing tomorrow night in the Conservatory Concert Series at the Little Carnegie over on 2nd and
Main.
Is that Main?
Main.
Okay, 2nd and Main. Yeah, at the Music Conservatory Sandpoint. It's 7 p.m. on Friday, April 14th.
And you can actually purchase tickets now if you go to sandpointconservatory.org/events.
Well, there you go. Sandpointconservatory.org. I wonder at what hour, Jim, do enough of our building mates arrive that we'll start hearing the roof on the floor, or the broom hitting the roof of the
floor below us. Ignore them. We've got better things going on up here. Mm-hmm. What's next for Global Gumbo after tomorrow night? Do you just sort of go your own ways and you're different, and then regroup again?
Well, right now we have one or two other gigs booked, but not, we don't have anything planned too far into the future.
We can't tell you when, because you have to come tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's the main event. We take them one at a time.
Yeah.
And do you then, when you say, oh, we have an event coming up, do you change a playlist? Denny says, oh, I've heard this incredible song. Or how the chemistry of the group, how does that work?
Well, the typical approach for us... And I think we've all done this as individuals, and we certainly do it when we're playing together, is we know what songs we want to play. You know, we'll have a cheat sheet or that we like to play, but they may or may not get played because we just read the situation and the room and the audience, and we try to just kind of keep play with a variety, you know. And if you make a set list...
Then you have to,
And you know exactly what the situation is going to be. That works really well. But if you're in a situation where you're not, you know, the atmosphere might change a little bit as the evening goes on, it's nice to have that flexibility to just pick and choose your songs as you go.
Mm-hmm. Besides mastering your instruments, do you spend much time listening? And what do you, besides 88.5 KRFY, global music, and local and regional with Jack, how do you stay in tune? That's one of the things I find being up here. You know, I'm not Spotify. I'm not all the latest. You know, I depend upon music magazines and friends from elsewhere telling me you got to hear something. You guys are all over the place in terms of your music interests. And only one set of ears each on you. How do you do that?
Gosh, it's really hard to keep up.
Well, I, as a woodwind player, I play in a lot of other different venues, different bands. And so I'm practicing a lot of different styles. And that's one thing I'm trying to, you know, teach my students is different styles. Be flexible. One weekend I might be playing in a funk band or a jazz band or a North Idaho Philharmonia.
Right.
You know, I'm playing oboe in that, which is a very, very difficult instrument, at least for me to play, not sounding like a duck. You know, and yeah, it's a tough instrument, the oboe. But so I've got to keep my classical chops together besides all the other styles and everything. But, so that's my challenge right there. Yeah.
And yours, Ollie?
As far as listening to, I just really like to find world music of any culture. And just always I'm listening to that. And especially the djembe masters from West Africa. There's quite a few Facebook groups having to do with the djembe, and new artists will post their links to their work so I can find it easily that way.
Hasn't technology really connected in ways, opened up worlds,
possibilities? It really has. Just imagine playing all of these different instruments in Little Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yeah,
and having from all over the world, yeah. And having access.
Yeah, that's amazing. And and Truck, how many fingered instruments do you have a skill set with? How many, if you take a rough guess of?
Well, I noodle on a bunch of different instruments. There's only a finite number that I would actually perform with. You know, that I would take to a gig. Is probably just, maybe five or six.
Is it learning the sounds of the instruments, and let's say with you the fingering, and are there some that are more challenging instruments for you? I guess what I'm thinking of is growing up in the 60s with the influence of Indian music, with the Beatles and things like that, the sounds that I had never heard before, and these interesting looking instruments and how you had to sit with it and engage yourself with it. Are there challenges with certain kinds of strings instruments that you don't have with other? Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
Oh, yeah, no, all of the above. Some instruments come much easier for me because just because everybody has a different background, different experience. And
right.
I played nothing, pretty much nothing but guitar and slide guitar for the better part of 20 years. And so that background made certain instruments come very much easier for me. The two instruments that we brought today, the charango, came far, for some reason. I mean, I didn't anticipate it this way, but it was much easier for me to just feel comfortable on that instrument than it was on the oud. Took years. And then not to mention, because of my background being a North American musician, the music from South America was also far more familiar to me than any music from the Middle East, which is, my dream is to go study that music and in another country from a teacher that can really teach me that tradition, because it's a whole nother universe and just their whole approach to music. I'm just... I'd like to say that I've studied it, and I have studied it, but I've just barely scratched the surface.
It would be like learning a language. You know, you can learn a language here in high school, but the immersion of going to that country and experiencing that learning within the context of the culture. Do it.
I hope to. I think I plan to. Yeah.
Absolutely. We are here with Global Gumball tomorrow night at the Little Carnegie at 7 o'clock. Where can one get tickets at, Allie?
You can find tickets at sandpointconservatory.org/events.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Anything else before we send you off into your Thursday that you want to share with us? Or what are you going to do between now and tomorrow night? I mean, are you going to go off and practice in some garage and that sort of thing?
I think we all have a full day of teaching lessons at the conservatory. So we'll be doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How wonderful.
Yes. So I was joking with Karen yesterday that we're going to change the name from Global Gumbo to Contemporary Department.
Is that the, you guys are all three teachers in the Contemporary Department at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint? Okay. Well, easy to then just go right downstairs from your day job to performing there tomorrow night. I can see you guys exchanging glances. Are you thinking of playing another one, or you think we'll call it a day? It's up to you.
We have time for one more.
It would be a short one. Yeah.
Sure. You can fade it out to.
Yeah.
No. We have the technology to go over the hour.
We can even do that. You're right.
We can. Yeah. And the FCC won't get upset with us too much.
Let's let them. You guys can discuss it for a second.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll just mention some things here. 88.5 KRFY is what you're listening to. It's the morning show.
The morning show. And coming up, go to Sandpoint Online for upcoming events this weekend. Not only Global Gumball, but there's the Funky Junkie Antique out at the...
Oh, that's right. The Funky Junk
Antique. Funky Junk thing. Antique. Uh-huh. Neat posters. Whoever did those posters around town, they're beautiful.
Okay. I don't think I've seen this poster, but I've heard you talking about it. Now.
Yes.
I got to find it out. There's a Unhappy Hour, the Pro Voice Project, inviting you to join the Unhappy Hour at an event to grieve the loss of the Bonner General Health Labor and Delivery Department and honor its
staff.
That
is major. That is major.
That is on Sunday at Matchwood Brewing from 3 to 6 p.m. Sunday, April 16th. And tune in next Tuesday at 8 p.m., not a.m., at 8 p.m. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. At the
Little Theater.
If you like music on the radio and you would like to hear it engineered by a true professional and not just an amateur like me, you can tune in at 8 p.m. We'll do it over at the Panada Little Theater with thanks to the Panada. And this month it's the Powell Brothers. Or you may know them as the Tone Devil Brothers with Woody Onan. You guys have probably bumped into them in this little town at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're playing, they'll be playing
Tuesday night. 8 o'clock, doors open about 7:45.
Yeah, and you can tune in right here.
And it's free.
That's true. It's free, and you can listen to it also for free on KRFY.org or turn on your radio or however you're listening now.
88.5 listen KRFY. There. What are we going to hear? What are we going to hear?
Well, this is actually an original song, and it's called Abuelita, which means Little Grandmother.
Cool. Okay.